Hello, my name is Bill Waters. I'm the Director of Distributed Learning at PJC, at Pensacola Junior College. I'd like to introduce to you Ms. Carol Horrigan, who is a visual arts instructor at PJC and has been so since 1974, if I'm correct. She's going to talk to you a little today about the Fulbright program. Carol?
Hi, Bill. You're right. I've had two Fulbright Hayes fellowships recently. One was to India, and the one before that was to Argentina. And there are a lot of different kinds of Fulbright fellowships. And this particular kind, Fulbright Hayes, is during our summer, and it's for 6 weeks typically. They're wonderful, wonderful programs. They are for educators, and that includes anybody that has anything to do with curriculum development. So it could be administrators, it could be librarians, it could be all kinds of support personnel. And typically what you do is you write up a project, how you would put this experience to good use. And once you're accepted with the Argentine Fulbright, they emailed us and asked us if we had anything in particular we would like to learn about or experience. So I emailed them right away and told them all kinds of people I would like to speak to and all kinds of things I'd like to do. And they were so accommodating and so wonderful with all of this. And so I got to meet with the head curator of the Museum of Fine Arts in Buenos Aires. I got to talk to other people who taught, other college professors of art history in Buenos Aires, at the University of Buenos Aires, also at the University of Cordoba. Just about anybody we wanted to speak to, we had access to. And the way it happened, the program was put on for us as we initially met. There was a group of 15 of us, and we met to start off in Buenos Aires, and they brought in some of the finest minds in the country there to speak to us on a variety of topics. And then we'd travel to other locations all around the country, and each time they'd bring in the finest musicians, the finest artists, the finest economists, whatever it was that people were interested in studying. And we'd see the cultural high points throughout the country. So we went to Iguazu Falls in the tropical northern part of the country. We got one of the things I had particularly asked to see were some Incan ruin sites. And so in some of the indigenous northwestern territories like Jujuy, we went there and we saw all different kinds of not just Incan, but other archaeology sites from other cultures. And we were in the Andes and Patagonia. We were absolutely all over. We saw the ancient routes that the indigenous people would use to cross from what is now Chile to Argentina and back across the lakes. Beautiful, stunning countryside. So one of the things that I particularly enjoy about Fulbright is you travel with other academics that all have different fields. And so not only do you get to see the country from your perspective of whatever your particular discipline is, but you get to see it from other people's perspective as well. And it was a great experience.
Carol, obviously you've had a great deal of experience with the Fulbrights. As you go on these excursions and to all these different places, I'm assuming you bring back some of this newfound knowledge into your classes. Is that the case?
That's correct. And part of the project proposal when you're writing up a Fulbright fellowship, and the nature of the questions change a little bit each year, but usually they ask you what your need for a Fulbright would be and how you would implement that plan, how you would put it into action. And so, for example, for this one, I had wanted to photograph the art and architecture throughout the country. And so when I came back, I put all of these digital images on a website, and I use them, I intersperse them whenever it's appropriate in my art history classes. But You know, a lot of times when I'm thinking about what I want to do for a grant project, I try to think about how can the most people benefit from this. And so what I did is I built this site, and then the Florida International University hosted it, and then UCLA's International School asked if they could host it also. So that way, there not just me, but a lot of academics especially have been using it in their classes. And sometimes it's people who are involved in area studies, sometimes it's Spanish language, sometimes it's other art historians.
Okay, well, could you tell us a little about how you actually learned about the Fulbright, and possibly a little with regard to the application process? I know there may be a number of faculty here at PJC who might want to become involved, and if you could tell them how you went about going through the general process, that might be very helpful.
Sure. I learned about it initially. I heard someone at a conference talk about their Fulbright experience, and so I tried to look into it and find out a little bit more. There are a number of different kinds of Fulbright grants, and after this lecture, I went up and I asked for a URL because I'd been Googling Fulbright before, and there are just so many different kind. And one of the things I discovered also is after you do one Fulbright, like a Fulbright Hayes, that really opens the door for other types of Fulbrights. So they're Fulbright exchanges that I get notified about all the time. The process, I built a website, and it's itech.pjc.edu/chorrigan/grants. And it has the links there that take you right to the electronic application. Now, typically, Fulbrights now are due at the end of September, and they usually only get the current application up about a month before that. But if you went up and looked at what was the application for the summer 2007 grants, that'll give you a pretty good idea of what kind of things they will be asking. And this past year they had four questions for you. One was a curriculum vitae, and that was supposed to include educational impact in and beyond the classroom, in addition to the other kinds of information you normally would list on a resume. The second question was about international experience, and you don't have to have a broad background of international travel, but there could be all different kinds of ways where you might have cultural experiences. And basically, I think what they want to know there is about your ability to adapt to a new culture. The third question they had last year was to explain your need for an overseas experience. And then the fourth question was how you would implement your project plan. So pretty straightforward.
So out of all your travels, which would you say, or which in your mind, what was your most rewarding fellowship so far?
Oh, that's pretty difficult. One of the ones, I loved Argentina, and I would go back at the drop of a hat. India was wonderful. I also did a National Endowment fellowship studying the ancient Maya. And I think what was most rewarding for me after doing that one, I worked on a Maya dig, and then I took a group of students to the Yucatan and Quintana Roo. And as a result of the work that our students did there, the government of Mexico awarded us a commendation. So that was it. We really...
Okay, yeah.
Had an impact on the local community.
Well, in general, then, just to sum up, what would be the best piece of advice that you could give someone if they were interested in pursuing this?
Start thinking about it early, because they're essay questions and they're very, very competitive. And when it comes down, I think the most important thing is to have a good project in mind. And to my way of thinking, the best project is one that will benefit the most people. That you can really put it to good use.
That makes sense. Okay. Would you be available to answer any questions if anybody wanted to contact you? I'm assuming you could be reached at PJC.
I,
at,
Certainly.
In your office, yeah.
I would be more than happy. They can email me, chorrigan@pjc.edu, or they can call me at 484-2556. They can also look at this grant website that I built, and I put something in the upper left-hand corner called Tips when you click on Fulbright. And one of the things I would like to mention is that if you apply and you're unsuccessful, you can email them and ask for the reader's comments. So the people who evaluated your application will...
Oh, that would be helpful.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that wraps it up then. If you have any questions for Carol, be sure and contact her, and we will be bringing you more of this type of information in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Bill.